Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Filion from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. This week's preview is brought to you by Biblical Christian Network, which promotes pro-family and pro-life values in South Africa. In one of the most concerning incidents in recent weeks in the troubled Democratic Republic of Congo, suspected Islamist militants rounded up 70 Christians, took them to a church and killed them with machetes and hammers, reports Open Doors. Field sources say the violence began at about 4 a.m. on Thursday, the 13th of February, as militants captured and tied up some 20 Christians in the community of Meiba. Later, after villagers gathered outside, the extremists, believed to be members of the Allied Democratic Forces who have ties with ISIS, captured about 50 more Christians. All 70 captives were taken to a Protestant church where they were killed. Responding to the latest massacre, John Samuels, Open Doors legal expert for sub-Saharan Africa, said, "The violence takes place in a context of impunity where almost no one is held accountable." He called on the international Christian community to pray for Christians and vulnerable communities in Eastern DRC, for an end to violence, and that government at all levels will diligently, impartially, and transparently address the violence and its effects, and for the church in the area as it seeks to bring assistance to families. In other news, Kevin Swanson, an American man on a mission to strengthen biblical homeschooling worldwide, will be speaking at Biblical Family Values and Homeschooling Conferences in Umhlanga, Potchefstroom, and Benoni in early March. The founder of Generations, a ministry with a vision to pass on the faith to the next generation, was homeschooled himself in the 1960s and 70s. He and his wife Brenda homeschooled their five children, who are now in their 20s and 30s and setting out to disciple their own children for Jesus. Greg Pereira of Biblical Christian Network said he and his wife Nadia started using Swanson's homeschooling curriculums after they came across it and were impressed. They invited him to speak at family and homeschooling events in various cities in 2023 and 2024. Their goal in inviting him again this year is to spread the message to more of South Africa. The upcoming events aim to speak to parents on how to teach their children biblical values, create awareness of homeschooling, and use the Christian homeschool curriculum, which integrates God's word into every subject. In a promotional email, Swanson says, "The Bible gives a clear vision for family, for raising children, for education, and for all of life." He says Christian families are looking for God-centered, biblically-based, Christian worldview-oriented materials so they can raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. "Our mission is to encourage and equip families for healthy, God-honoring family life in a secular age where things are so broken down." Swanson will be in Umhlanga on the 1st of March, in Potchefstroom on the 7th and 8th, and in Benoni on the 9th of March. For more info on the upcoming conferences, visit bcnza.co.za or call Greg at 083-798-7360 or Nadia at 074-1820-571. In other event news, Mighty Men Jeffreys Bay will be celebrating a significant landmark when they host their 7th annual Mighty Men Conference from the 21st to the 23rd of March. This year's theme is Forgiven, inspired by Luke 7:48, reminding us that Jesus has the power to forgive sins and that His grace is available to all who seek Him with a repentant heart. Former evangelist Angus Buchan, who founded the Mighty Men Conference in 2004, has accepted an invitation to be a guest speaker. You can read these stories and more God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. If you would like to sponsor a future radio preview of our God stories, contact me at andre@gatewaynews.co.za. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.